Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz, joined now by Tasha Como, who just lit this thing up with Mean to Me here on WBGO. Tasha, you can put your headphones on so you can hear and hear and hear some more. There you go. Now she's all strapped in. She's saddled up. Now you hear you too. Welcome to WBGO. Yes.
Well, good evening. How are you?
I'm blessed. I mean, you know, I just had Lauren in here, and she was in here testifying, and your biography talks about your musical journey began in church.
Yes, in church. Well, I was raised in the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church.
AME.
So it was not necessarily the high gospel.
It wasn't Pentecostal. It wasn't Baptist, but y'all got it done.
I learned all that when I went to school in Florida.
Uh-huh.
But we did we did a lot of anthems and things like that.
But still, your voice is sizzling here. Tell me about what it was that led you to enter this competition.
Well, I actually entered in 2014, and I believe I was looking for another competition that I had submitted material 2 years before. And I came across this, and I was like, whoa, Sarah Vaughn? This is pretty cool. So I entered, didn't place, but it was so nice listening to everybody else and their take on Sarah Vaughn tunes and just hearing what other voices were out there. And then a friend of mine had sent me the link this year and said, Tasha, there's this competition, you know, you should consider. And I was like, oh, yeah, I entered already. I may not do it again. And just something at the last minute said, you know what, just go ahead and do it. Be like, we can't say any certain kind of, be like, you know, that swoosh sign.
Be like Mike, you can say it.
be like Nike.
Okay, that too.
Just do it.
What, their new slogan is, if it's a crazy dream, but these dreams come true.
But it's crazy to who? Who is it crazy to?
Exactly. You're the one that's doing it. We're talking with Tasha Como, a native of Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes, I'm right up the street.
Bit of a jazz hotbed. You have some interesting artists that come out of there.
Oh, yeah. Born and raised in Hartford. I went to college in Florida. I went to Bethune-Cookman and Daytona Beach. And currently I'm in Las Vegas.
Yes, I remember that because we thought you were going to be here yesterday, but when I came in, our operations manager said, she's on a plane right now coming in from Vegas. I said, okay, I don't think that's going to happen.
It was
crazy last night.
It was pretty interesting. I felt like a postal delivery person yesterday, you know, when they say
rain, snow, sleet,
I was walking in all of that. I said, I was trying to get to that hotel. So the gentleman said, the young lady, she said, well, take the train to the Newark, you know,
Penn Station.
And I said, Newark. And I didn't even know there was a Newark Penn Station. Mm-hmm. And she emphasized Newark. That is N-E, not New York.
Can't walk from that one. Not over here.
Yeah, no. So then that didn't work because I went to the shuttle area and it was a lot of things. So then she said, you know what? It'll probably be just easier for you to take the transit to the Newark train station. Well, that's where that story comes from. Mm-hmm. And then she says, and then the shuttle will pick you up. So then I called the hotel, said, well, I'm here. He said, the gentleman said, oh, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. I said, well, how far is it walking? And he goes, well, it's about 10, 15 minutes. I said, is that with or without snow?
Last night was a very difficult night for everybody.
I was dramatic. I was like, it's been a long time since I've been in this.
You have to come and get me.
I forgot what this is like.
Tasha Como joining me, Bill Daughtry, on Afternoon Jazz. We heard her perform Mean to Me. I'll find this out after I play the second song. But
okay.
Tell me about Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues.
Okay, so Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues. I was very fortunate to meet a extraordinary guitar player, Rene Toledo. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask him, I've been wanting to do a vocal and instrumental, just one instrument piece. And can I just tell why?
Sure.
So I met Diane Reeves back in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
And I gave her the CD, and I admire her so much, not just because of her talent and her gift, but because her spirit is so beautiful. You know, sometimes when you meet people, it's like, well, I'm not buying nothing else from them, ever. But I met her and I said, I just really would like for you to listen to this and just tell me what you think. And she actually, I know she listened, because her comments that she made were so in line with the CD and the songs, the music and everything. And one thing she suggested was just experimenting with me and bass, or me and, you know, with just one instrument, and to also sing songs that that really resonate with me. And so I was like, whoa, I love you, Diane. I mean, Miss Reeves. So, you know, and no, I thanked her, I mean, graciously, for even taking the time out to, you know, respond back to me. So we did this CD, and it's Renee asked me if I wanted to do a project. I said, what, me? I said, oh, I'm so glad you asked me, because I was afraid to ask you. So, yes, I would love to do that. And so that's how we came up with this project that's still in the works, but we are almost done.
Tasha Como, one of the participants, one of the competitors in Sunday's Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Competition, right down the street at NJ Pack. Get your tickets now. Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues.
Ain't got no change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle.
Tasha Como, one of the voices you will hear this Sunday if you get your ticket for the 7th annual Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition at NJ Pack. So, Tasha, if you win on Sunday, what'll it mean to you?
And you'll have a car. And no. No, I'm playing. Oh, you said, what am I going to do?
I mean, what would it mean to you if you won?
What will
on
it
Sunday?
Mean to me?
Yes.
It just means a lot now, if I could just say that. To even be considered, you know, as one of the 5 finalists. And let me just say that the other 4 finalists are wonderful musicians, and that's a delight in itself, to just be amongst people that love what they do and do it well. But if I win, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Hopefully I get a record deal and, you know, fly all over the place.
Well, the winner.
That
the
was the question you did
yes,
say, right?
Yes, the winner does get a record deal, by the way.
Well, hot diggity dog.
Something to shoot for, something to go
right.
for.
Yeah, but, I'm sorry.
That's all right, go ahead.
No, but I just want to, and I thank you also for being a part of this whole journey for me, being interviewed, and this is kind of full circle in some ways for me. I loved Sarah Vaughan when I was younger. She was one of the first voices that I would try and emulate. And, you know, they say the first form of flattery is imitation. But I've been trying to find myself outside. I've found myself outside of her. However, a lot of people say you have nuances of Sarah Vaughan. I was like, well, you know, when you listen to certain people, doesn't matter who it is, you kind of take in some of themselves. But we have to also realize that we are individuals and we don't want to get lost in that. And we find our own true voice. So this is full circle for me. You know, I'm just glad to be here.
Let me tell you something. Let them hear you. Let them hear your voice. Show them yourself on Sunday. And who knows what might happen?
Who knows? And everybody out there, just please come out and continue to support jazz music, the radio station, these competitions. And I'm just overwhelmed. I think I am.
Tasha, you did good. You did good. Now, good luck on Sunday. Thanks for being with us.